MGTOW men, welcome back. A man has to put up barriers to keep himself intact. Limelight, Rush, very pertinent to MGTOW philosophy. And however you view MGTOW as a philosophy, it's first and foremost a philosophy of getting men back to self-preservation because of the feeling like they deserve to be able to take reign of that which is needed to preserve themselves. So hearkening back to the live stream I did with Thailand Dan, he mentioned something that a number of men have gotten themselves involved with, a relationship that they felt guilted into, or they continued it because they felt guilty and they felt that they needed to be a rescuer, helping a woman out of her plight. And what I found is that guilt in a relationship between a man and a woman can almost only emerge for a man when sex is involved. So you give her that leverage by having sex. And sex, from a biological level, innate concept, comes down to acceptance of someone else, ensuring that this someone else will have access to security and provision in the future. So whenever a man denies it and goes his own way, he denies her his promise. So the ball is in his court, and thus he's always able to remove any chance of guilt. Guilt's not really even the point of the talk today, and it's kind of really only one small element of this equation, but it's rooted in the topic that I have for today's Sunday sermon, and it's leaving people despite being needed by them. And I'm not saying you're somebody that just completely cuts off people at all, you know, in every circumstance, but often I think the majority of our days have to be dictated by us saying no to so many of the people that need us despite them, you know, not really adding anything to our lives. And this is probably going to be shorter than most of the sermons, according to what time I have. So go away from the crowds despite being needed. Jesus did this many times. And crowds would follow. They'd track him down to the edges of land, push him up against the shores of the Sea of Galilee, where he had almost nowhere to go, and preach. And when I used to listen to Limelight by Rush, I used to idolize the words. I listened and I thought, wow, only if I had something in my life that was really worth preserving like that. Lack of time, constant demand of purpose. Maybe then I'd be able to set up those barriers to keep myself intact. And I could never identify with the words in Limelight at the time. I remember sitting in my car listening as a 16-year-old because I probably hadn't valued my assets. I realized that you don't need to materialize value physically in your own mind to still deserve the barriers. And I realized that was a call from society. It was telling me that I needed to materialize something tangibly in order to put up those barriers. And MGTOW is recognizing you don't owe the crowds. Whatever the crowds are in your life, you do not owe them. But so often, even when people called on him to perform miracles, he turned the other way. And Jesus said no, despite having the power to save that which needed saving. And that takes unbelievable strength in my eyes, especially for me. As I was getting my thoughts together and I took notes, and I wrote down that one of my failures in my past has not been believing that the barriers in my life were worth it and that I deserved them. So a man's strength rests in his ability to not use his strength, because in his ability to not use his strength, he shows that he has confidence in the times that he knows that he has to use it. So a man that always shows his strength is a needy man. You don't want to be a needy man, because he is not sure if his strength that he showed in the past is useful now, so he has to prove himself in the present. And the thing is, it's still powerful, but his doubt has created the void that swallows his abilities. So when this happens, you can never leave someone, because you are like a moth drawn to the flame of showing your power. You show your power, you're of assistance. When someone asks for that assistance, it becomes your drug, your way of self-identifying, because you're not sure that if you don't help out, you don't bend over backwards and offer a hand, then you still have the power to lend a hand. And oftentimes, leaving when someone needs help and could use your words is the greatest sign, not of avoidance or fear or doubt, but confidence. And it's somewhat like a beggar's can't be choosers mentality. It comes back to partially to scarcity and abundance. So there are myriad passages that relate to this, and I'll focus on one from Mark 3:7-12. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and Tyre and Sidon. And around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he made them strict orders to not tell others about him. So sure, we could talk about not letting your right hand know what your left hand is doing, but I always find it interesting how Jesus always ran to the water during these times in his ministry, and thus they always had an escape boat ready. I never really realized this until now, and they basically had an escape plan set at all times because he was going to be overwhelmed by people all around him, otherwise, as were his disciples. And Jesus was, in essence, doing his own ghosting. So we have to do our own ghosting. We gain things in life, and the more that you gain, the more that you have to ghost. The less that you gain or the less that you value, the less you have to ghost. So if we're saying and we're emphasizing trying to ghost, we're also implying that we're gaining. And it doesn't have to be something that the world says that we're really gaining. It might just be our peace and solitude now. And it's interesting how he said he gave strict orders not to tell others about him. And part of the reason that this was done was to keep him safe, much like we ghost, but also to keep his message safe. So he says this very thing in Mark 1, Luke 4, Mark 5, once again, do not share that which I do. And Jesus would then attract large crowds. But also the important thing to remember is that in Jewish territory, proclaiming to be the Messiah would also be blasphemy. Also, it kept his identity away from the wrong ears, the authorities, Roman rule, those that would view him as an insurrectionist, aiming to stir up people into riot, and it prolonged the ministry. So what I've come to is realizing that you don't do this if you don't believe in what you're doing. Once again, if you don't believe in what you're doing, you don't really think you have anything of value. And if you don't have anything of value, you have really no reason to leave crowds. You have no reason to ghost because you're going to be all alone. And if you're all alone, that means that you have everything that you need. And people that don't have the willingness to be alone believe that there's something else out there and other people that they're trying to attain. And that keeps them from going out into the boat, into the lake. And a lot of MGTOW is just getting into the boat and escaping when you need to escape. It's an escape boat. And in a sense, and especially for me at my juncture in life, this is somewhat like many of us are doing. I will not share that I have this channel with some of my closest friends, members of my family. It serves no purpose. People that are right on the cusp of bringing up this type of topic. And sure, I'll inform them of information, but I ghost still. And the purpose is for me to have the channel to help others and to not dish out food to dogs that would treat the information like scraps. And coming to MGTOW has entrusted me with a greater appreciation and value for who is hearing the message and who you're spending your energy on. It's an eradication of the education that we've received from the world. And once again, as men, we need to be an option. That's what the world tells us. We need to be an option for women whenever. And the crowds have been people in our lives that we have realized later that they were actually dogs and they didn't actually use the steak dinner that we gave them. And we wasted our time. We wasted our energy. And we, in essence, become a more inefficient version of ourselves. We're not prolonging our duties in our ministry. So you don't do this if you don't believe in what you're doing. If you constantly pander to the needs of others, you don't repeal, you don't find solitude, you're not being selfish, the world's going to tell you you're selfish once again. All that you're continually communicating to yourself is that you're a life preserved for other people, and you set yourself up for the AAA tow truck service. So what it also can mean is that you actually don't need to get yourself into gear, because creating things of value in your own life, okay, it decreases the value that you place on finding value when other people need something that you have. This may be a wake-up call. And the strong man, the independent man, leaves crowds for reasons, for many reasons. And three of them that I believe are the biggest are: he's dismissing external validation. He needs to keep himself intact, living in the limelight, and to make the impact of his future that much more fruitful. So you don't believe yet you need rest unless you think that the future is going to demand a lot of you. And futures that demand a lot of you have a lot of value in them. Futures that demand a lot of you are things that you care about. And you only really will want to save energy for things that you care about. And so thus you're going to rest when you need it. And you're going to leave crowds when you need it, because you believe that you have a bigger foe in the future. And you believe that you can make a bigger impact in the future and be more fruitful. So MGTOW ensures that when stress arrives in our world and we see it coming, we can go to the wilderness. And after John the Baptist was killed, Jesus didn't go and cry amongst people. He left. He sat. He was in the wilderness, and he only was interrupted because of the 5,000. But we don't owe crowds anything, and regardless of how you view the Bible, but for me, MGTOW is very much, there are different tenets to how I view MGTOW, but it's a it ebbs towards the monk life more, and this goes hand in hand with that. Just know that you don't owe anybody anything. You don't owe the crowds anything, and you choose the crowds that you engage with. So thank you guys for listening. I hope that you have a good rest of your Sunday. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.